The good news is I'm less tired than I was yesterday. Some of that might be related to the fact that I went to bed at 8:40 p.m. last night and I slept for 8.5 hours. That was good. Several of you reached out concerned with what could be wrong with me that I am so tired. Two of you, of the five people who reached out, thought that maybe it was an iron deficiency. But I do take an iron supplement every day. So, I don't know. One of you, and you know who you are, Andy, said, I'm old, meaning that Andy is old, and he is, he's very old. And he said that I constantly make jokes about the fact that Andy is old, but that Andy's not tired all the time. But he's still old, so I don't know.
Your daily Lex.
Honestly, one thing I'm excited about on this front is that I have a pretty busy week. Last week was fairly calm, thanks to Passover and the kids being home. Although I had a very busy day one day, which is another thing that can be exhausting, I think just a little bit more time out of the house, a little bit more time doing stuff will help with the energy levels. We'll see. Who knows? I'll find out soon. I did recently conclude that I will be the one picking up Ani from college, and I'll be doing so on Lauren's birthday, which is not ideal, but is the day we can do it. But I'm going to be going to Boston and back in the same day. I've done that before. It's not the most fun thing, but I prefer it to staying over. My buddy Dan, who lives outside of Boston, has always said that I'm welcome to stay there, which is so nice. But I just feel like then I lose 2 days, and I'd rather only lose one day. So that's my plan. I definitely pressed record without any plan for this episode. And really, here's a thing that's top of mind for me. I have rehearsal for Jagged Little Pill tonight, and then I don't have rehearsal for a pretty long time. Maybe one other one this week, but then none next week. But anyway, I'm going early tonight because I'm going to have the music director plunk out what one of my parts is on a song where the whole ensemble is singing, because I don't understand what my part is. He taught it, but I did not get it all memorized. And I was recording little clips with the voice memos app on my phone, but I had so many voice memos, and I was like, this one was labeled measure 41, and this one was labeled wrong twice. This one was labeled measure 87, and this one was labeled measure 16, but like, it was not a way for me to get it all. And I love creating my own little custom tracks. I've done that for a few songs already where I know exactly what my part is. And if I didn't know, I had enough to put it together. Once from a track from the musical director that I recorded live with him in person at a rehearsal. But so have that track, then make my own, and then I can listen to the whole thing in one chunk and learn it. And that works. Like, two listens through and I got the part down. That's how I have to learn it, because I don't read music, and learning by listening is my jam. So going early tonight so that he can plunk out a part for me that I don't understand what the hell it is I'm supposed to be singing. And it's funny because I was getting so stressed out at the rehearsal, and then I realized I don't have to be stressed out. I can just ask him to help me out with this, because then I'll know what to do. So I'll feel so much better when I've actually mastered that part. Let's see. What else is going on? I got to watch a video of my Sherlock performance, and I only watched one of the two Sherlock shows I did, but it was fun to see me improvising from an audience perspective, because sometimes my instincts were exactly what I did, and sometimes they were different. And it's funny how I wasn't in any sense blacked out, but watching what I did was different from experiencing it live. I could see me thinking. I could see when I was confused. I could see when I felt really confident about a thing. And it was kind of funny to watch myself from that perspective. You don't always get to see your live stage performances, particularly your improv ones. And they're usually pretty ephemeral. So it's interesting to see it recorded. Just like this podcast. I don't see it, but I hear it recorded, because that's what it is. Anyway, that's all I got. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. More soon. Goodbye.
Lex.